Now, there's a bit, you know, the people in Donegal, it's fact. Now, it's interesting that you should ask me this, because it's going to take me a wee bit of time to work into it, you know. Because Donegal accent, you see, now, I'll tell you a wee story about the Donegal accent, and you know yourself now, when you're teaching dialects, there's a difference between somebody one end of the town and the one at the other end of the town. So, my daughter, God love her, born and raised in America, California, I give her a wee call, say, you're not going to school in Ann Arbor this year, my girl. You're going to go to school in Donegal. So she's off to a convent in Donegal, right? So anyway, she gets to a convent in Donegal, and she's living out in the country. She goes to a convent in Letterkenny. Letterkenny, now that's the way, that's where my mother's from, Letterkenny. And she's in this convent in Letterkenny, the Loretta nuns and everything. She's got to wear a dress and a whole thing, you know, the convent outfit. And she wears the whole bloody thing. But anyway, she's living out in the bog out in Churchill with my cousin Imelda and her six children and her husband. And her husband, and they have a farm. And so at Christmas time now last year, my daughter came down to meet me in Dublin. And my mother was absolutely flabbergasted because she had such a broad, countrified Donegal accent as opposed to having a cultured Letterkenny accent, which is only 5 miles down the road. And that's a story as true as I'm sitting here. That's my mother was upset because she was talking in this broad Donegal cult out in the country. And of course, I don't pretend to be able to tell the difference between what they say in Churchill and what they say, but my mother was upset. And I'll tell you that now, if I'm through as I'm sitting here, that's a story for you.